For some people, it's an evocative, mournful, but reassuring sound. For others, it's a complete nuisance that keeps them awake at night. Foghorns around Ireland's coasts have been particularly busy these past few weeks because of the fog and the snow that has engulfed us. There are 12 foghorns left around the coast of Ireland, but from next month, they will all be switched off. So if they bother you, or if you love them, soon you won't be hearing them one way or the other anymore. And Ella McSweeney has been looking into foghorns, and she's with me now. Ella, good morning.
Good morning. It's sad, isn't it? Yeah.
I've been hearing the Dunleary foghorn almost, it appears, incessantly this last while. And, I mean, it's lovely at the remove. I'm some distance away, so I can hear that mournful sound. I often wondered if you lived next door to a foghorn, what it would be like.
I think you're completely right, and I think it becomes less mournful and more annoying the closer to the coast you become. But I know I live, you know, a few miles from the coast, and I just love the sound of the foghorn. But I got a bit interested in it because it's been blowing for the past week pretty much non-stop. And I went down to the Commissioner of Irish Lights down in Dunleary to talk to Ciarán O'Higgins about it, when he dropped this little bombshell, which was, in 2 weeks' time, there's going to be no more foghorns around Ireland. And we're standing at the top here on the balcony overlooking Dublin Bay. We can see a snow-capped Howth over there and the two piers. The foghorn was blowing until a few hours ago, and it's gone, but it's been blowing consistently for the past few days.
Well, it automatically turns on. At any of our stations where we have fog signals, we have automatic detections, which are actually visibility detectors. So when the visibility reduces to a certain amount, the fog signal will start automatically.
When were foghorns invented?
Allegedly, in Canada, a certain gentleman noticed that his daughter's piano playing carried a long way, and he transferred that to the thoughts that he could actually warn shipping with a low note, a baser note.
So he listened to her play the piano on the low keys and then realised, on the low notes, and realised that was what would be good for shipping.
Obviously, shipping and navigation 150 years ago was primarily by sight. Noise became an important element as well.
Do foghorns blow at any particular note, or is it just as long as they're low that they work?
Well, there have been different types of fog signals, and even in recent years they've changed from mechanical fog signals to from air-compressed fog signals to electric fog signals nowadays. Electric fog signal tends to be a more screechy sort of note. Diaphones were driven from compressed air, and anybody who's heard one would recognize it. People in Roach's Point would have recognized it from 10 or 15 years ago, that it's like a bull grunting or something like that, some animal grunting anyway.
To explain what a diaphone is.
Well, a diaphone, once again, is a type of reed. It's pushing air through a compressed air to a trumpet, but it produces a very low bass note, and that note can carry quite a considerable distance.
And I was going to ask this of you, because I think whereas lights, you can see where the light is coming from, it's very hard to locate a position from a sound, isn't it?
That's correct, and that's why we no longer consider them aids to navigation that you can fix your position by. It'll merely tell you that there's something, that you're close to something or other, but you cannot actually navigate with a fog signal.
The frequency with which it blows, does that say anything to the mariner?
Both lights and buoys and fog signals all have unique characters. A light out there might be flashing once every 15 seconds, but the one 20 miles up the coast might be flashing twice every 10 seconds. In previous times, if you were coming across the coast or transiting the coast, you would be going on guesswork. It's called dead reckoning. Fog signals were giving unique characters. So say it's blowing once every 30 seconds, but the one on the Kish might have been blowing once every 20 seconds or 15 seconds.
Are they still useful then? For navigation?
No, they're entirely
useless.
I mean, what they are useful for is you know, to sort of that evocative feeling that some of us get when we hear them, but also that general sense that it's foggy out there. I think, you know, and Tom McSweeney, the now retired marine correspondent in RTE, said that, you know, for amateur mariners, they can be useful. It can be very disorientating fog. But, you know, the history of foghorns, which really is the story of Canada. I mean, they were all in Canada that they invented these foghorns, starting with the gentleman that he mentioned there Robert Foulis, who heard his daughter playing piano on a foggy night and realised that it was the low notes that carried.
Now, we didn't hear
communication.
The foghorn in that interview. Did they switch it off specially for you?
Oh, it drove me mental because it had been blowing for days, and I raced down to get it. On my way down, it was switched off, and the reason it was switched off is because a lady, and also the hospital were complaining, but a lady specifically complained and said her dog didn't like it. But I convinced them to turn it on, so I was very lucky. I walked down with a lovely man called Martin Anderson, who's a maintenance gentleman, and we decided to turn it on. So we're in front of the box now. This is the button.
Yes.
This is the button that needs to be pressed. Can I turn it on to manual?
Yes, you can indeed.
Is this going to blow the ears off us?
Well, in 20 seconds or less.
So exciting. Right, this is the moment of truth. Dublin is about to have a fog signal.
Yeah.
So we're waiting 20 seconds for this. There you go. That's a very different sound from inside, isn't it?
Sound, isn't it?
Yeah. And you know, the fog is coming in, so it's not that much of a surprise, hopefully, to all the people out there who can hear it. Up as far as Dublin Mountains, you say?
Oh, you can, yeah. You can hear that even in the Dublin Mountains. Because I was up there the other night, and I said, oh, that's going to tell me now it's snowing, or there's a fog down in Dunleary.
That's why it's so lovely, isn't
it? That's how I knew there was another heavy snowfall coming in.
You can hear that electronic foghorn.
Yeah, so those who have ears to hear can understand what exactly it's saying. He knew there was another snowfall coming in because he heard the Dunleary foghorn. Going to be decommissioned then, why?
I know, it's sad. Well, I mean, mainly because they're completely rendered obsolete by technology. Now, Kieran will tell me now, just in a minute, why. He says they're decommissioned actually in February, but actually he corrected me and said it was January. So it's in the next few weeks that all the 12 foghorns around Ireland will be played for the last time on the 11th of January.
We have about 12 left around the entire coast, but we have made a decision to terminate our fog signals. So all the fog signals that we have around the coast will be terminated on the 11th of February next year.
That's very sad. So this will no longer exist. This sound won't ever happen again after February next year.
For the purposes of navigation, no, it won't. The nature of navigation has changed dramatically. Even in the last 10 or 20 years, it's changed dramatically. And GPS, the global navigation system, is all pervasive. We have it in our phones now, never mind in dedicated apparatus. So the importance of a fog signal with regard to locating your position, for mariners to locate your position, has diminished. You cannot navigate by it.
So whereas before people would have navigated by the stars, now they're navigating by satellites and all the rest.
Well, it's satellites are just another star, aren't they?
Anyway, we're not going to see these machines being taken into the Aviva Stadium at Lansdowne Road or Croke Park to annoy...
That's a good idea. No, I think that they will stay there, and I think there is that sense. I mean, why remove them? They're not that big. They're worked off about 6 speakers. But, you know, should we... I don't know, have the whole country taken down by terrorists. At least we'll have our foghorns, we can rejuvenate them.
I wonder, will they use them to start races and regattas and things like that?
Hopefully there will be. I mean, they're a very rich part of our heritage. And maybe, I don't know, maybe every year they'll have a January the 11th celebration and we can blow them again.
Well, some of the calls coming in. So sad here, it's the end of the Dunleary foghorn. It always reassures me that someone is watching out for us. Of my illusions shattered. Oh, that's from Marie. I grew up in old Dunleary. The foghorn was a most reassuring sound, says Pat. Did you hear the one about the man who lived in a lighthouse? One night the foghorn failed. He jumped out of bed and said, "What was that?" Jerry in Limerick. The foghorn failed. I suppose silence, the sound of silence. I remember when I was a continuity announcer in radio, that was the most terrifying sound of all, the sound
I
of
bet.
Silence.
Yeah.
Roaches Point foghorn saved my life while I was out in a kayak this year. That's from David in Cork. Speaking of weather, the snow is pelting very heavily in Glasnevin. Can't see the airport opening in this weather. They could do with a foghorn out there, I suppose. Anyway, Ella, that's it. The end of the foghorn. Foghorn on it. January the 11th.
It's a sad day, yeah.
Sad day. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And a very happy Christmas to Ella McSweeney.
Thank you.
Now, some more of your comments coming in. I'm a master mariner as well as an enthusiastic leisure sailor. I can recall two occasions when the fog signal on Dunleary Pier played a key role in guiding me safely into the harbour after encountering heavy fog while sailing in Dublin Bay. I'm sure I was not the first sailor to be grateful for the presence of this signal, nor will I be the last. Well, you could be the last after January 11th. I was astounded to hear that these signals will soon be discontinued. Could Mr. O'Higgins please explain how Irish Lights can justify the removal of such an important aid to navigation, which surely must incur minimal maintenance and upkeep costs? That's from Pat Mullins. Well, most of the guys probably sat nav now, don't they?
They really
That's
do,
it.
And I think that the attitude would be that if you're on the seas without it, then you're taking a big risk. And I think also, don't underestimate the amount of people who complain about foghorns as well. You know?
All right. I have wonderful memories of the foghorn when I lived in Monkstown. That's from Anne. How about a big foghorn concert in Dublin Bay before they closed down, from Mary W?
And you know, the Dutch broadcaster did this. The Dutch broadcaster did the very thing, and maybe we should be doing that in next month. It'd be good.
How many are there around Dublin Bay, for example?
Now, there's a question. I actually don't know the full answer to that. I would guess about two or three, but it's 12 around Ireland, and they're all gone, not just Dunleary, they're all gone.
They're all going, okay.